Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
But I do think that there is a group of teachers who are being a little bit shushed out there based on just things I've seen Christy Cooper post. Mm-hmm. And people liking it and commenting thank you on it. Have you seen any of her stuff?
No, not recently. Has she posted Okla Ed? Has she hashtagged it?
It was not on the Twitters. It was on her Facebook.
Oh, okay. I haven't been super fluid on Facebook.
Dude. I can go both ways on this. I'm a ride the fence type person. I can totally see the conservative side of it. I can totally see the taxpayers that, I mean, like, my mom makes less money than I do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And she smokes cigarettes. So, you know, part of me, I'm like, quit smoking cigarettes. But then the other part of me, I'm like, gosh, I mean, she is paying for, you know, this, and she doesn't have any kids in the system or anything like that. And I just, part of me feels bad, and part of me is like, but they need it. They need a raise. And then part of me is like, man, I would give up the raise in order to fund education, but I'm pretty, you know, I'm paid well. So yeah. I don't know, you know, if I could say that for everybody. And so anyway.
But you can say it for you. I mean, you're not in the position of a first-year teacher walking into a public school someplace, coming in on a minimum and qualifying for WIC.
I know.
I mean, you're not in that position, but there are teachers who are, and we need to
I don't know if I want to talk about all this.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard, but the other thing, too, is...
I know I make more money than my mom.
Right.
I make more money than my mom if I had my job in Sepulpa.
Right.
Still, yes.
Yeah. But you know what? Your mom needs to support public education, too. I mean, whether she's got kids in the system or not, because it's the whole greater good situation. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I totally
do. You know, just because it's like having road. Like, I pay for roads that you drive on.
No, I totally.
Up in Tulsa.
I get that.
For the great, you know. I don't know. And when you don't mess with something for 20 years... and you have to fix it all at once, it hurts.
It really does. I mean, it really does. But seriously, public opinion is swaying. It's right now, just if you look at the comments on Oklahoma Watch, if you look at the comments on Tulsa World, if you look at the comments on Facebooks, and in the teacher walkout, and then like on the legislators' little pages, because mm-hmm. I've been Travis is a little crazy at me right now because I'm consumed by it. I really am, and I'm reading
it's hard not to be
side, and it does not look like popular opinion is with the teachers anymore. Mm-hmm. After the vote, especially after yesterday, they're like, you got it, and the teachers are like, we're still walking. And now everybody's like, you greedy sons of bitches.
Yeah, but the teachers didn't get it. That's the thing. I think that's what's so hard is... because
I know, but that's not what the media is saying.
Right.
The media, teachers got it.
The thing that I feel like is not being discussed enough is the overall funding of education.
That's
I don't feel because it's all about teacher raises and support staff raises. Those things come and go with the wind, and yep. and I get that, and I hate that that's how it is, but we have cut our funding to education by so much that a raise for me and a continuation of current existing student teacher ratios.
Right.
Is not a win.
Right. Well, and I was telling a lady, she works at Lone Star. I was like, you know what? I would much rather then fund education, get more teachers back in the classroom. Yes. I really think if we funded education and there were less students per classroom, so there are essentially less discipline issues per classroom.
Yes, because you can pay attention to the kids easier.
I know. I think I would be completely willing to stay at the minimum where we're at. Mm-hmm. But once your job is compounded with discipline, I mean, my best friend is a speech path and was in Bristow Public Schools the other day.
Yeah.
Stabbed in the leg with a pencil.
Yeah.
You can't ask somebody making $34,000 to take it and be happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, it's just, I just keep going back and forth. I'm in this big fat pendulum right now.
I don't know. I think a raise is way, 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 way past due. But I think the funding of Common Ed,
yeah,
is the big deal. And the 50 extra million isn't enough.
No.
It's just, or whatever it was.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the way the funding formula is set up right now? Do you think there would be less of a problem if we could borrow from our Hawaii vacation fund to pay for our car? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, if it's appropriated, it can only be used on X. Mm-hmm. But if we took away appropriations,
I just am, you know, school finance is so hard. I am not versed in all the different ways that it occurs, because I know that we get different, I know that Common Ed gets different funding from the legislature from different places. So I know a lot of that comes from, well, I think like general revenue fund and then certain taxes on certain things that happen at certain times on certain whatevers. So I know that there's funding that rolls through that way. And then each community has their property taxes that pour into that and other like businesses or whatever. So I don't know how left hand, right hand, left foot, right foot brain all communicate. And I know that we have some communities with like a lot of oil and a lot of wind, and they're not even on state formula.
Right.
So my question would be, how antiquated is our revenue system?
Probably pretty. I mean,
and like what can we completely trash because it was written when the Constitution of Oklahoma was written in like 19 whatever, the early 1920s? Like what can we eliminate from that, and what can we modernize? And that I don't know, because I don't know all the ins and outs of state finance. But
very good question. But it does drive me a little crazy, that picture that's going around. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter's. The current state of education in Oklahoma, and it's got the big stack of history textbooks and stuff. And they're like, we haven't bought textbooks in 10 years. And part of me is like, I know so many districts, only because when I did the finance class for grad school, the school finance class, I learned this information, but there were like 60% of schools in Oklahoma did not buy textbooks when the appropriations came around because we were getting new standards the very next year. Mm-hmm. And so part of me is like, you don't get to use that picture when you chose not to buy textbooks and it doesn't come back around for another 5 years. That drives me. I mean, it's like, it's a little fake newsy to me.
Mm. I'd push back a little on that and say, isn't it prudent to not buy books if standards are changing?
Yes.
With the assumption that maybe I can buy the books the next year?
Well, you don't. I mean, that's, you only get every 5 years.
Right. But if standards are changing and I don't buy my book, can't I bank that the next year during a standards change year?
I don't think so.
I mean, that would be a question I would ask. But
should be available.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's
like, it shouldn't be an issue.
Old. Yes. But
I don't have quite as much fake newsy on that one, because I mean, we went with book rotations every 5 years, and before I got out, it was every six. That's too infrequent if you're going to use a textbook.
It is too infrequent, especially if you're doing modern history. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, high school history is Civil War to the present. And if the present doesn't include Obama, let alone Trump, then you've got a problem.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So. I just know. I think. I think at some point it's fair for our teachers to be greedy and to go, look, we have done this for you for 20 years and nothing back. And, you know, when you look at all the data, like standard, and I'm not talking about like state assessment data, because we can't really compare our state assessments to other state assessments, because Oklahoma is not Kansas, is not Texas. But if you look at, like, we're an ACT state, and when you look at our ACT data, we are almost in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
So, like, our return on investment, all things considered, is pretty good.
And so then I was saying to, who was I saying this to? I don't even remember, because I've had so many of these conversations. Like, that is almost to a fault as well. Like, the legislators are like, well, they can do it without, so mm-hmm. why fund it?
Right.
You know,
and,
I mean,
and then that's a whole nother issue.
I know. There's so many good teachers in Oklahoma, so many amazing teachers. Like, most of my edu heroes are here in Oklahoma. But, you know, they're doing what they can, and what they can works. So why fund anything else?
Right.
I don't know.
And I know that we live in a conservative state that has a, you know,
right.
Some differing views on that. And I think if you look around the nation, the states that are really seeing some rumblings from teachers are these conservative states that just don't have...
They're fed up.
Yeah. And it's challenging. And, you know, and I hear one of the things that I hear too is, you know, the whole socialism aspect of it. Well, it's all socialism. And my response to that is, but gosh, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, how is a public school different than a police department, different than a fire department? You know what I mean? Like,
we have socialism. I hate when people throw
around.
You know,
like, we have these things that I don't want you to go earn a lot of money so you can pay a lot of taxes for me, because I don't earn as much. Like, I'm not asking for that. But there are some what's good for all of us is good for all of us thinking that needs to happen. And in some of our conservative views, that is not the prevalent thought process.
No, I totally agree with you there.
You know, I don't know. It's just so darn hard, this whole thing. But so necessary. And here's the other deal. I mean, we've had rallies at the state capitol before.
Big ones.
Huge ones. Huge. Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And nothing. So how is this any different? And I just hope this is something where... Well, here's the other thing. I think the other thing that's really hurt Oklahoma, hindsight being 2020 and all that, was, you know, the knee-jerk reaction to 1017, which at the time was the largest tax increase to go through, led to 20-something legislators being not getting reelected.
Right.
It led to, and then there could be other factors in that as well, but in the next cycle, 21 of them didn't go back. But then also the whole state question, where you had to have this supermajority. And once you tie that, any sort of tax increase and some of the other revenue options into that supermajority threshold, you really limit what our legislature can do as far as needing to tinker along the way.
Right.
Like, even if we just need to make a small adjustment now, it just is just super hard.
Well, and isn't questioning it off the table because the original question was taken out? Did you hear that?
No.
So I don't think there can be debate anymore.
Hmm.
Which is super untransparent, super untransparent, super opaque.
Yeah.
Super.
And so I don't know. So, I mean, so we've really hamstrung ourselves. Yeah. And you can talk about, and just have political differences on the merits of reducing taxes, you know, tax cuts to have a trickle-down effect, or raise taxes to what... And I get that people are going to be on different views. Like, I get that that's a real-life situation that people argue about, and there's merits on both sides of those. But when you elect a representative to represent you, and they have, there's several votes that have happened for some sort of revenue increase, but they can't get to that magic number.
Right.
I don't know. And I heard, and I was listening to a debate the other day, and one of the representatives said, did you listen to debate for the bill?
No. I didn't listen live or anything. Okay. I've heard a few people back and forth.
So one of the representatives said any tax increase at all should go to a vote of the people.
And was that John Bennett?
It may have been the Bennett guy. Not the one from Oklahoma City.
Not our fun loving John Bennett.
Yeah.
Right.
The other one. And my thought to that is, if we're all honest, nobody wants to pay taxes.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to just honestly address that. So if we follow the whole nobody wants to pay taxes situation, and we put every single tax increase to a vote of the people, I just don't think it would ever pass. Ever.
Ever.
So I've elected you to make those difficult votes for me. I don't, there's certain things that I don't want the whole population to vote on. That's why I elected you. I mean, otherwise, why do we have this elected assembly?
Yeah.
If you need to do that for just a revenue increase, well, by God, I want ice cold beer in the liquor store. You know, so let's put that to the vote of the people. I mean, you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
I want to buy wine from the grocery store. Or anyway, I don't know. But I feel like Oklahoma is in a situation where we can really do something great for our education system. And I think I'm grateful that the legislature has taken steps that they have.
A big step. I mean, I was a little bit worried that step wasn't going to be met.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But teachers and educators have been burned time and time again through all kinds of weird, funky procedures and just outright not doing what has been said would happen.
Right.
That I definitely understand their hesitation to accept this. I mean, I don't know.
No, it's
I'm offended that Mary Fallon says that the teacher should show up and say thank you.
Thank you. No.
Because she's quoted as saying, "We've been trying for years to get teacher raises." That is not true.
No,
because you fund what is important to you. And yep. Oklahoma has chosen not to fund education for a variety of reasons. Some are very good. I get it. I don't know. But I definitely don't think that we should fund education at the expense of other ways to meet needs of our most voiceless people. Like, education shouldn't get an X number of dollars of raise if we're not going to help them through Department of Human Services or something like that.
Right. Right. Woo! Buddy! Just so you know, if you wanted to throw that out, I've been recording, and it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I started mine too.
Okay.
So there you go.
Did you see the News 9 guy in OKC with what's his name? But he does my 2 cents.
One of the Ogles.
Yes, he Kelly Ogle.
Yeah,
he was a Fallon type person the other night, last night.
Oh, in what way?
In that he thinks everybody should show up to the Capitol on Monday, say thank you, and then head back to school.
I don't know. I just feel like. My personal opinion is if we show up and say, and here's why I'm super nervous, is because we passed this whole, all these different bills that had to go through, and each one was linked to the previous one. It was like 8 bills or whatever, and we have all this revenue, and then we come back then like 2 days later, and we start removing pieces of it.
Yeah. And for the, like, one of the reasons I saw was so that if you want to do a staycation, you don't have to pay the extra tax, and then nobody's going to want to come visit Oklahoma. And I'm like, Oklahoma's got some great things. Believe me, I know. I've been to several beautiful places, but we're not really that big of a tourist attraction state.
I mean, we're not like Disney World.
Right. We don't have a Disney World.
Yeah.
We don't have.
I mean, Frontier City is cool.
We don't have mountains. We don't have beaches. We've got lakes, but.
Right.
People are not flocking to Oklahoma regularly for the tourism.
Right.
So, I mean, how much are you going to lose in hotel funding?
I just don't think you would lose that much.
I don't either.
Okay. Maybe if you're in a border town. Maybe if you are. But, you know, I was listening to debate on that, and one of the legislators, and I agreed with him on this, he said, you know, when I do travel, I look at the hotel rates, and I find a room that meets my budget. And I don't go in there and look at all the different taxes that are applied and choose not to stay at a hotel.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. And you know, too, I don't very frequently agree with my House of Representative when it comes to education. I feel he's a bit out of touch. Okay. But he did bring up in debate, we need to also consider different revenue streams. When are we going to learn we can't depend on oil and gas forever and ever and ever? It's like we can diversify in Oklahoma. Like, we're very capable. Oil is important. It is important, but there are we can be creative. Anyway, okay. So,
all right,
Okla Ed, we love you.
We do love you
from the bottom of our hearts and the tips of our toes.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay.